Animals in God's Story, Chapter 7, Alf Means All, by Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington. Let's stop dancing around it. You miss your pet. You miss your mom, your friend, your brother. That child you never got to grow old with. The uncle who never went to church. The neighbor who always helped, but never prayed the prayer. And you wonder, deep down, quietly, maybe even secretly, are they gone forever? Religion may have told you yes. It may have said they're lost, condemned, that because they didn't believe the right things, attend the right building, or say the right words, they're in hell. But let's be blunt. Hell was invented to control people. It was built to scare you straight, to keep you compliant, to make sure you stayed in line, gave your money, obeyed your leaders, and never asked too many questions. This is not what God is about. It is not in his heart. It is not how he works. The idea of an eternal torture chamber for anyone who doesn't measure up is the worst lie ever told about the best being in the universe. And it's time we said so. Because here's the truth. God is better than that. He's not a cosmic scorekeeper. He's a father, a redeemer, a restorer. And he does not lose what he loves. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. Not some, not the worthy, not those who got the theology right or attended the right church. All. That means your grandmother who never fit into the religious mold, she's included. Your friend who doubted but loved deeply, he's included. Your child who never had the chance to understand, undeniably included. And yes, your pet, who never stopped loving you no matter what, that soul is included too. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. 2 Corinthians 5:19. This is not wishful thinking. It's solid ground. It's the gospel as it was always meant to be, a gospel of inclusion, of restoration, of every last one. The God who made all things is restoring all things. The one who breathed life into the lion and the lamb, the skeptic and the saint, is not throwing any of it away. You were told that some people are too far gone. You were told that death is the final word. You were told that God gives up. That's a lie. Here's the truth. He is the Savior of all mankind, especially those who believe. 1 Timothy 4:10. Not only, not if, just Savior of all. Belief matters, but it's not the finish line. It's the doorway. And whether someone walked through in this life or not, God will not let them go. When Jesus said, "I will draw all to myself," he meant it. When Paul said, "Every knee will bow, every tongue confess," it wasn't a threat. It was a promise of healing and recognition and restoration. So yes, your pet will live again because they're part of creation and all creation will be set free. But even more, so will your people, the ones you mourn, the ones that religion said were lost, the ones who never fit, the ones who hurt, the ones who wondered, the ones who ran. They're not gone. They're not forgotten. They are held by the same God who won't lose you. So, when you imagine what's coming, don't picture a narrow escape for the few. Picture a homecoming for all, a celebration where every soul into whom God ever breathed is made whole again, a world without death, without separation, without fear. You'll see your dog again, and you'll see your child, your brother, your friend, that soul you never stopped grieving. God never stopped loving, because all means all. And a God who starts with love ends with restoration. He will not lose a single one, not them, not you, not anyone.